Ukraine security issue.
August 23rd marks the 181st day of the Russian invasion in Ukraine. Air raid sirens sounded early in the morning and continued during the day. The Russians shelled the city of Nikopol in the Dnipropetrovsk region from multiple launch rocket systems and artillery. Ukrainian fighters shot down enemy rockets over the Dnipro River. Missile fragments landed on private houses. Explosions were reported in Kharkiv. Shelling continues in the Donbas. Ukraine is under threat of missile strikes launched from Russian and Belarusian territory, the Caspian and Black Seas. Currently, four Russian ships are on combat duty in the Black Sea, equipped with 28-caliber-type missiles, reported the press service of the naval forces of the Ukrainian armed forces. The Russians continue to accumulate equipment on the territory of the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. According to Energoatom Ukraine, the invaders have increased the number of military personnel in the station. Yesterday, the occupiers additionally brought two armored personnel carriers and six special trucks to the repair zone of the station. Currently, over 40 units of Russian military equipment are now stationed on the territory of the plant. The Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant continues to operate under the risk of violating radiation and fire safety measures. Ukraine submitted a number of urgent demands to the European Court of Human Rights regarding the defenders of Azovstal, who selflessly held defense till the very end, before they were captured by the Russian occupiers, reads a joint statement of the Ministry of Justice and the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Ukraine also demands that immediate action be taken to prevent the use of Ukrainian defenders in any kind of so-called tribunals and other sham trials staged by the Russian invaders, the statement reads. The Minister of Foreign Affairs of Ukraine, Dmytro Kuleba, emphasized that the defenders of Mariupol are combatants, legal participants in hostilities, therefore, in case of capture, they receive the status of prisoners of war, which requires appropriate treatment according to the Geneva Convention. The Russian occupiers in Olenivka Correctional Facility beat the Ukrainian prisoners of war when they refused to sign documents against their command and denied blame for the destruction in the city of Mariupol, stated Denis Chepurko, a fighter of the Azov regiment, call sign Mango. Together with his brothers in arms, he has returned to Ukrainian-controlled territory as a result of a prisoner exchange with Russia. He spoke of the torture carried out by the Russian occupiers at a press conference.
Я був з полку Азов, тримав оборону міста Маріуполь з 24-го числа, був евакуйований в 120-ту колонію Оленівку.
I am a fighter of the Azov regiment. I held the line of defense in the city of Mariupol starting from the 24th. I was evacuated to the 120th penal colony in Olenivka. I witnessed our guys being beaten. I was also beaten during interrogation. They wanted me to sign testimony papers against my command and to admit that it was us who had bombarded Mariupol. They wanted us to take all the blame for their wrongdoing. I said I wouldn't, so they beat me with batons. But I never signed anything. They would always threaten to shoot us. They would give us 600 grams of water for 2 days, and it wasn't drinking water at all. There were very many restrictions. Russia violated the Geneva Convention. There were 10 of us in a meter-by-meter room. We slept on the floor, said Mango. According to Ukrainian intelligence reports, a show trial of fighters of the Azov regiment is being prepared in temporarily occupied Mariupol. In August, Russia officially recognized the unit as a terrorist organization and banned its activity on the territory of Russia. Ukrainian intelligence assumes that the Russian invaders may carry out provocations and place the blame on the Ukrainian armed forces. Human rights activists report that a total of 14 journalists are currently behind bars in the Russian Federation and occupied Crimea, among them citizen journalists. This was stated by the head of Zmina Human Rights Center, Tatiana Pechonchik, during a press conference on August 23rd in Kyiv. She also reminded that as of now, 140 people have been subjected to politically motivated prosecution on the Crimean Peninsula. The second Crimean Platform Summit is underway in Ukraine's capital today. Kyiv is discussing deoccupation strategies of the peninsula with its partner states. 60 countries and international organizations are taking part in the summit, with about 40 of the participants at the level of presidents and prime ministers. The free world has the face of Ukraine, Polish President Andrzej Duda said in his address to the Ukrainian parliament. Thank you for protecting Europe from the invasion of Russian imperialism, and that the spirit of a free nation is stronger. I thank you from the bottom of my heart for your resistance, courage, and love of freedom. Duda's visit also included bilateral talks with Ukraine's President Zelensky on the military, economic, and humanitarian support for Ukraine. In the meantime, representatives of the occupying regime are moving their families out of Crimea, said Refat Chubarov, chairman of the Crimean Tatar Majlis. He started receiving such information from the temporarily occupied peninsula after the explosions in military infrastructure facilities in Crimea.
Члени родин, співробітники каральних органів, ФСБ, прокуратури.
Families of the staff of the FSB, the prosecutor's office, and high-ranking military are either departing Crimea or putting their real estate up for sale. The first to leave Crimea in advance are those who have access to more adequate information. It's clear that the occupiers themselves and their servants are sharing the information differentially, said Refat Chubarov.
Ця інформація подається дуже диференційовано.
Since the 9th of August, fires and explosions have become daily occasions in Russian military infrastructure facilities. According to Russia, the fires and explosions occur as a result of fire safety violations, accidents, or the work of their air defense systems. Ukraine denies responsibility in the blasts. The national flag of Ukraine shall return forever to the temporarily occupied territories, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky stated during a ceremony dedicated to National Flag Day, celebrated on the eve of Ukraine's Independence Day. The Ukrainian head of state is convinced that the blue and yellow Ukrainian flag will fly again where it should be by right, in Melitopol, Kherson, Berdyansk, and Erhodar. And Ukrainian and Crimean Tatar flags shall return to Crimea. And no matter how someone tries to twist history, exactly these colors are historically associated with Crimea, the head of state emphasized.